Hello, welcome everyone to the Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on JTS Radio is to interview people who are making a positive difference in the world with transformational businesses, thoughts, ideas, and actions that encourage and inspire. My name is Taylor Tagg. I am a forgiveness educator and coach certified by the Midwest Institute for Forgiveness Training and a certified Napoleon Hill Foundation leadership instructor. Find out more about my work and learn how to let go of resentment, pain, and suffering in a few easy steps. Please visit me at TheEvolvingHeart.com to inquire about a free forgiveness coaching session. Now on to today's success story. My guests today are Vic Conant and Christina Callender. Vic Conant is the chairman of the board of the Nightingale Conant Corporation, who's the premier publisher of audio personal development programs in the world. Vic has had the great fortune of growing up surrounded by the works of modern legends of the motivational industry, such people like Napoleon Hill, Earl Nightingale, Dale Carnegie, and Norman Vincent Peale, to name a few. Vic took over as president in 1986 and has spearheaded its growth of the Nightingale Conant Corporation to $40 million in sales, making it by far the dominant publisher in its field. Vic has undoubtedly worked with more of the great self-improvement authors than any other human being alive today. Our other guest is Christina Callender. Christina lives near Toronto, Ontario, Canada, with a husband and two children. She is a dedicated student of life and a student of A Course in Miracles and a happy, consistent learner. She embraces the flexibility of being a budding entrepreneur and a children's book author. She enjoys walks and talks and long lunches with her friends. So we want to welcome, a special welcome to Vic Conant and Christina Callender for joining us on Journey to Success Radio today to talk about A Course in Miracles and how the Course has changed their life for the better. So guys, welcome to Journey to Success Radio.
Pleasure to be here.
Thanks so much, Taylor. It is a pleasure.
Well, this is a very special edition of Journey to Success Radio. We get some of the great personal development minds in Vic Conant and one of the great minds in A Course in Miracles and Christina Callender to talk about A Course in Miracles. Now, for those of you who don't know what A Course in Miracles is, we're going to give you some information about that. But if you would, and Vic, I guess you can start off with us, tell us a little bit about how you were introduced to A Course in Miracles. And I know you've got a little history behind the course. You can give us a little history about it.
Well, I was introduced to the Course in Miracles about 30 years ago, or a little more than 30 years ago, fairly shortly after it was published. A dear friend of ours, now he's a dear friend, Jerry Jampolsky, who was the author of Love is Letting Go of Fear, actually one of my wife's brothers and sisters, both her brother and her sister, were working for Jerry in the early 70s, about 75. And Jerry had just discovered the Course in Miracles, and he gave them a copy, and eventually it worked its way over to us in Illinois, and from Tiburon, where Jerry was, and at the time he knew Helen Schuckman and Bill Thetford and was working with them as well. So we got exposed early on, just by total accident. My wife has always been my spiritual teacher, and she got exposed first and kind of dragged me along with her. And she started having lessons in courses, lessons in the where she'd have people over the house and we'd all study it, and just slowly it just kind of encompassed our lives, and so we've been avid students for the last 30 plus years.
Well, that's wonderful. Christina, how were you introduced to the course?
Well, about, I guess it was 7 or 8 years ago, I was finishing up 12 years of being quite ill. I had gone through diagnosis for Crohn's disease and tried medication and didn't like that, And so I tried everything else I could think of over the course of 12 years and then was re-diagnosed saying, well, I can't fix this, so I'm going to go and get re-diagnosed and get some medication again. And after trying that and actually getting sicker, I really didn't know what else to do. And so I kind of did a shout-out. I was talking to my mom on the phone. And she said, how are you doing? And I said, I just don't know, Mom. I don't know what else to do, but there's got to be another way. And the next day, actually, no, that night, my family had gone to bed. It was about midnight. I had remembered being given a DVD a few days earlier by a friend's sister who was visiting from California at the time. And I said, well, you know, I don't feel like going to bed, so I'm just probably going to put in this DVD and have a look at it because I need to return it in a couple of days. So I sat down and watched what a lot of people are familiar with as The Secret. And it was the start to The Other Way for me, and I studied that for about 6 months, every night, every day, and found some limitations with it. And started to ask what these limitations are about. And about 6 months later, a friend of mine handed me A Course in Miracles. And it was all very stiff and hard, and it was wrapped in cellophane. And I took off the cellophane, and this lovely book just fell open in my lap. And I started reading wherever it fell open, and it just felt like I was reading for the first time in my life a language that made sense to me. And so it has been a companion in my life since then.
Wow, what a wonderful story. And it helps you to heal and just elevate you to another level. That's wonderful.
I continue to heal every day. My body is a big part of that process and trying to be aware of just a lot of things about how my body plays a part. So, yeah.
Wonderful. I know you've got a little history behind the course itself and how it's developed. For our listeners who don't know maybe what it is or are very new to the course, you have some historical information that might help us.
I can certainly relate what I've known and studied. Be happy to. Originally, a lady named Helen Schuckman, who, along with another fellow named Bill Thetford, were professors of psychology at the Columbia University, and they were living just the opposite of what the course espouses, love and forgiveness, and they were having a hard time getting along with themselves and with their coworkers, and along the way, Bill mentioned to Helen, you know, I'm tired and angry of that, you know, we're having such a hard time getting along, and there must be a better way was the statement that he made to her, and that must have triggered something in the universe, because after that Helen started receiving kind of a message, as she would call it, a voice, but with a voice with no noise, and she started receiving this kind of message that she was supposed to take down, and eventually it said, you know, she decided she was going to write down whatever this voice said, and the first thing it said is, this is A Course in Miracles, and she went to Bill thinking, you know, maybe she was going insane, and she was an atheist at the time. She had no belief in spirituality. So she, you know, he said, well, why don't you write down whatever the voice tells you, and read it to me. And if it's crazy, we'll just throw it away and not tell anybody. 7 years later, after she would write, she was an expert just by happenstance in shorthand. And she wrote down whatever came to her through this voice, and she said it wasn't automatic writing. It was just, you know, whenever she would stop the voice would stop, and she could do something else and come back, and it would start up right where it had left off. And so almost every day for the next 7 years, she dictated about 1,000 pages in 3 books of the Course in Miracles.
Wow, that's amazing. And if you've got the book, it's a thick book. It's really 3 books in one. It has a text in the front part of the first book, and then it has a workbook for students in the middle, and then it has a manual for teachers at the very end. So it's actually 3 books in one, but they're very all related. So for our listeners who are, you know, just figuring out what A Course in Miracles is, there's a short statement at the beginning of the book. It's actually 3 sentences that talks about, it's really a summary of what the book is. And the statements are this: nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. And you probably have to think about that for a little bit. I know I did. But Christina, do you have any thoughts around that summary of those 3 sentences about what that means to you?
Well, it's interesting because when you say it to me, it brings to mind the first time I repeated it out loud to somebody else, and it was to my brother and my new sister-in-law. And I said, nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. And my brother just stared at me and said, what? What did you just say? And I really had no idea what I had just said, but I knew that those 3 lines said something. And to me now, simply put, it says to me, only love is real. And to go further from that, that can, you know, mean a lot of different things depending on what your idea of love is. But this, A Course in Miracles goes through what love is and what love isn't. And anything that isn't love doesn't exist.
And I think the underlying that is that that God, according to the Course, and by the way, it was the Course. It's never said in the Course. There's no author of the Course, but it's obviously written by Jesus and narrated by Jesus. And several times, you know, during the Course, he says, "Well, this is what I meant when I said, you know, this." So there's great references, you know, to the fact that he was the author who's delivered this, and basically he's saying God is love, and that we've kind of wandered off and forgotten that, and the Course is really designed to bring us back into alignment with God, which is perfect love, and we do that through forgiveness. And which is what you're all about, Taylor. And if we can get to the ultimate forgiveness, the moment we do that, we'll see a miracle. And then it's A Course in Miracles. And a miracle is basically when you have touched on, you might say, the nerve of total forgiveness and total love, which is God, in which we are the replica of God. We're made by God, and when we do that, we'll see miracles in our lives.
Those are great points, and I think that's beautifully stated, Vic and Christina too. And I agree. I think nothing real can be threatened, and that is the love of God, and nothing unreal exists. You know, all the fear, all the negativity that we experience in our life that we cave into and give into at times takes us away from that which is love. And that's what I feel like we're called back to, is that unconditional love that God provides. And when we do that, we experience the peace of God. And I do know forgiveness is a huge part of that process, and experienced that for myself firsthand. So thank you for those comments, and those are wonderful. And the Course in Miracles is It's a great study, and you could spend many, many years studying it and probably not get through the whole thing. But I know that for both Vic, you and Christina, it's had an impact on your life, impact on your marriage. And so hopefully you would be open to share, Vic, you know, how has the course itself had an impact on your life?
Well, it had a dramatic one. We got married young. We've now been married, I think, 46 years, but the first 12 years were not good. We got married too young, about 20 and 21, and we really hadn't. I think we got married on our eighth date, and so it's a miracle that we lasted. But for the first 12 years, we really. Both of us were kind of going, and you know, we wanted the other person to be something different than they were, and we tried to change the other person to be what we wanted, and I think at any one time, one of us was mad at the other one, and it was not a great situation, and then along came the course, and it just. The whole essence of it was forgiveness, and Marilee's sister, who was a student of the course, and actually was one of the people that introduced us to it, came and lived with us for a few weeks back when we were in our early 30s, and I think we kind of had to pretend like we liked each other. And at the same time, we were studying this course of forgiveness, and we finally got to I think a stage where we forgave each other for who we were. In other words, we stopped trying to change the other person to what we wanted him to be, and we just had kind of a miraculous healing that has just gotten better and better over the years, and we've continued to study it together over these 30 years, and it just keeps we're just more madly in love today than ever, and it I attribute it greatly to the Course in Miracles.
Wow, what a great story! Thank you for sharing that, Christina. How has the course affected you in your life?
Well, A Course in Miracles affects me in my life in all areas. When it first came to me, I was doing daycare in my home, and I did that for 8 years of my life. And I always described myself as a drill sergeant with the kids, and as long as they knew my expectations, then everybody was happy. But then I started reading the course, and it's... I started putting some things into play with the children in the daycare, and started realizing that I think that Chris was the one who thinks she was happy when everybody was in line according to what she wanted, and so I started all of a sudden just letting chaos take over the daycare just realizing that how I was thinking about things wasn't necessarily healthy for everybody concerned. So it really made a dramatic change in the next few years in the daycare. I did a complete 180. I did have some parents stick with me through it who worked sort of alongside me with the children and the different ideas that I was putting into place, and that was very helpful. And then it has been a constant influence with my health. I also put it into play with business and finances, and I do money experiments all the time, just trying to understand, because the course does talk about abundance, and just trying to figure that out. And so one of the things about A Course in Miracles is that it does apply to absolutely everything in your world, and you cannot exclude anything from it if you want to see it everywhere. So it's been a practice for me to try and include it everywhere in my life with every person that I deal with, no matter if it's personal or business or however I meet up with someone.
Well, that's great, and I think, you know, for me too, it's helped me become a greater forgiveness educator. I know when I was dealing with some of my issues, which I write about in the book, The Path to a Peaceful Heart, and trying to deal with some of the things I experienced in my childhood, and it opened me to the concept of forgiveness. It opened me to the possibility that I could heal my life, and that everything would be okay, and that forgiveness would play a huge part of that. And I'd like to read just a little section in here from the course. It's from the workbook for students. It's actually the beginning of lesson 122, which says, "Forgiveness offers everything that I want." And I'm going to read a paragraph here because I think it's for me, this is just really, really powerful and really poignant from the course. And I'll read it here. It says, "What could you want forgiveness cannot give? Do you want peace? Forgiveness offers it. Do you want happiness, a quiet mind, a certainty of purpose, and a sense of worth and beauty that transcends the world? Do you want care and safety and the warmth of sure protection always? Do you want a quietness that cannot be disturbed, a gentleness that can never be hurt, a deep, abiding comfort, and a rest so perfect it can never be upset? All this forgiveness offers you and more. It sparkles on your eyes as you awake. It gives you joy with which to meet the day. It soothes your forehead while you sleep and rests upon your eyelids so you see no dream to fear and evil, malice and attack. And when you wake again, it offers you another day of happiness and peace. All this forgiveness offers you and more." I think I understand what that means. And I definitely, when I experienced forgiveness in my life and was able to forgive the people that had injured me and hurt me, and more importantly, forgave myself, then, like Vic said, a miracle occurred. I experienced a miracle in my life, and suddenly this huge weight of resentment just kind of fell off of me. And there was a peace that it's hard to describe, but was just, it's available now to me always. It will never leave me. I'm certain of that. Vic, do you have any thoughts on that passage and what you heard there about forgiveness?
Well, it's interesting. It's so beautifully written, and the whole book is that way. There's 1,000 pages plus and almost every page, if you read the page, you'll end up with the same message. It's like Jesus was writing to somebody that's really slow learner, that he just re-says the same thing, 1,000 times. So any page you pick up, it's just beautifully written, and it's always saying basically the same thing. You've got to love, you've got to forgive everybody in your life, and when you do that, when you accomplish that, when you see that everyone is, that we've splintered ourselves into a billion pieces, but in reality we're one, and that's the Christ in us. We're one child of God, and when we see that, when we basically by forgiving and by seeing the oneness in every human being on the planet, that we will experience that forgiveness, and we'll experience that love and that miracle of healing.
Well, absolutely, and Christina, I know that sometimes forgiveness is hard for people. It's difficult, with all the things that we deal with on a daily basis, and some of the things people say behind our backs, and we get upset, and we get hurt by other people's words and actions. Sometimes it's hard to forgive. So, what do you think about forgiveness itself, and opening to that possibility?
Well, Taylor, I think perhaps why forgiveness might be a little bit difficult is because forgiveness can be misunderstood. I know my idea of forgiveness before I started reading the course was, if I felt attacked by someone, then, you know, you did this to me, and I feel hurt. But, you know, because I'm the bigger person, I'm going to just, I'll forgive you anyway. But in doing that sort of idea of forgiveness, I made what they did to me real. And an attack is not real. An attack is not love. And so by being the bigger person and you know, I'll forgive you for that, what you did to me, I don't think, I think is a bit of a misunderstanding of what forgiveness is. A Course in Miracles talks about forgiveness, I believe, in a different way. It takes a look at the situation, and instead of seeing the attack, it tries to see it differently. It tries to see it as perhaps a call for love instead of a personal attack on me. And in forgiving the person, I can say, you know, I hear your call for love, and I want to respond to you with love. And in that love, I see that what happened here, you really didn't do anything to me. So in forgiving you, I understand that there's really nothing to forgive in the first place. And I think that if we can grasp that sort of concept of forgiveness in a different way of seeing it, it can make it a little bit easier to fit into our daily life.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you brought up the misconception of forgiveness, because at times we do think it's something else other than it is. We feel like if we forgive somebody, they're going to win, they're going to get away with what they did, we're going to let them off the hook. And what I found and what I've learned as I grow older is that, you know, as the more I forgive, the more it frees me, you know, from the actions or the words of another person, and it allows me to return to that love, which, you know, God is providing each and every moment of each and every day. It's just a matter of me tuning back into that, and that's all I think He wants us to do. So thank you for those comments. Those are very well spoken. Now, I know, Vic, the more that we practice A Course in Miracles, and I know you have a study group that meets on this as well, the more you practice the concept on a daily or weekly basis, the more that this becomes more a part of your life. So can you speak to the practice of the Course itself?
Well, I think it's, you know, probably everybody does it their own way, but, you know, my wife and I, you know, get up in the morning, and we each have our own little meditation rooms, and we do our own study and try to get you know, our minds kind of set first thing in the morning for the day, and then you go out into the world, and immediately I forget, you know, and I've got to, and I can go a whole day or week, you know, and then all of a sudden I'll just kind of wake up and realize that I've been, you know, going unconsciously, living unconsciously. And then if the great thing about studying the Course often, the Course has a workbook that's 365 individual lessons, a lesson a day for a year, and if you're, you know, a lot of the lessons have you trying to remind yourself of the lesson, you know, every 5 minutes or every 20 minutes or every hour. And so it tries to comprehensively tries to get you to apply the Course in a very practical way to whatever is going on in your life over and over, and so that when you do forget, that you get reminded and brought back to what the lesson is trying to get you to do.
Wonderful. Christina, how about you? How have you been able to put the Course into practice?
Well, I do like to start first thing in the morning. However, that doesn't always just work in my world. I have younger children, and so I tried to force it for quite some time, and then realized that I can't force it to put it into a routine, because if I were to miss a day, then all of a sudden my day would just go downhill and keep going till the end of the day. And so I decided that I needed to be able to embrace it in my life when, you know, when the time presented itself and I was able to focus on it. And that has become very consistent in a good time. I really, well, I won't say a good time, but you know, when things are going smoothly and I have lots of time to put into my studies, I like to read a section of each book. So I like to read a section in the text and a lesson and a section in the manual for teachers. I find the manual for teachers is a wonderful place to go when I just want to sort of understand how to put these ideas into practice in everyday life, because it just gives you great ideas for that. And I have been this year doing the lessons. You know, I started January 1st, and I have done a lesson a day, and there haven't been many days that have been missed this time through. Sometimes I go through the lessons, and I'll just, you know, pick one for the day, because each lesson holds everything you need to know, and so any lesson on any day will work. So I've gone through it in a lot of different ways, and some of the lessons even say, okay, now try and bring forth some of your ideas that you've learned so far from A Course in Miracles, and it says you'd be amazed at how much comes forward. And that's what I find, is the more I study it, I'm amazed at how much just comes forward from what I've studied and incorporated, and because A Course in Miracles, the concepts are repeated so often in different ways, because it is, you know, it does say it is a very simple course, which makes most of us students laugh. it's because it is just such a big course. But the concepts do repeat, and I find that wherever I do decide to read, something will come forward for me for what is going on in my life, and I can apply it. So any place in the book is helpful.
Well, that's good, and I think it's important to know that, you know, different students, you know, take the book in different ways, and they go through the book in different ways. I can tell you, when I was first introduced to the Course in Miracles, you know, of course, I love all the great motivational speakers, and I used to listen to Wayne Dyer very often, and he would often quote from A Course in Miracles. And I would say, well, I need to check this book out, and I bought the book. It's a very thick book. It's got three books in one. And I just opened the book and started reading from the text, the first book, and I read four or five pages, and I closed the book, and I put it back on the shelf for about 5 years. And in my life, and something told me to take the book back off the shelf. And again, I opened the book, and I opened to the workbook for students, and I opened directly to the passage which I just read before about forgiveness offers everything I want. And I read that one page passage, and I couldn't put the book down for months, and dove right into it. And of course, you know, I was ready for it at that point, and was able to work through the 365 lessons and the manual for teachers, which breaks the book up into smaller components that are more easily digestible. And then you can get into the text as well, which offers just unbelievable spirituality and lessons, you know, to apply love and forgiveness in your life. And so, and that's what I encourage for people who are thinking about buying the Course in Miracles and working through it. You can work through the text. Is a little bit longer, but you also can work through the workbook, which breaks it up into smaller chunks, and the manual as well. That breaks it up into smaller chunks that are more easily digestible. So everybody has their own way of working through the material, but it's material well worth working towards, that's for sure. And I want to ask you, Vic and Christina, both, is there a favorite topic, a favorite passage, a favorite part of the course that really just speaks to you and, you know, really gets your attention and that you're happy to share with others?
You know, personally, Ultimately, maybe it's because it's the shortest. But if I have some time to spare, I'll kind of go to the manual for teachers, or the teacher's manual, which is smaller. It's about 100 pages versus the several hundred, and it teaches that we're all teachers of God, and that we. But then it kind of tells you how you can become the best teacher, and by defining all the terms, and by going through it, it's just every page is just so beautifully written and inspiring. So that's I guess what my favorite area is the manual for teachers.
Okay. Christina, how about you?
I have a lot of favorites. The one that I turn to now is in the chapter 21 in the introduction. The whole first paragraph I have underlined, but I do have highlighted two sentences. As a man thinketh, so does he perceive. Therefore, seek not to change the world, but choose to change your mind about the world. And that speaks to me because I have, for most of my life, just wanted to fix the world and make it a better place. And it has been an exhausting challenge that gets me nowhere. And so I think that this really was empowering to me, that if I could just choose to see things differently, I could make a difference that way. And what goes along with that is just a couple pages later, in section 2 of that chapter, I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience, and I decide upon the goal I would achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. Deceive yourself no longer that you are helpless in the face of what is done to you. And I find that just to be such an empowering statement to be able to take hold of that responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely, and I tend to agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, I think if we would quit trying to change other people and change ourselves instead, we would have a whole entirely different world, in my opinion. So that's something to shoot for, and definitely something to work on as well. So, kind of, guys, as we wrap up this interview, what would you say to a listener out there who's considering buying the course and beginning to work through it and work towards love and forgiveness? What message do you have for them, Vic?
It's just so easy. The course, I think, just like what happened with you, if a person just gets the course, opens it, gets something in mind, what's bothering you in your life at the moment, open the course to any page and read it. And chances are you'll just be mesmerized. It's so beautifully written by what it says, and just drawn into it. And if it doesn't ring to you, put it down for 5 years, and then it'll come back and it'll grab you when the time is right.
Christina, how about you?
I think, Taylor, what attracted me in the beginning to the course was the all-encompassing nature of it. It didn't matter what I had studied earlier. It doesn't matter what religion or not non-religion. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are. You are included as my brother. And that was just so comforting to me, that no one was excluded. And I didn't have to try and convince anybody of anything. I didn't have to try and change anybody's beliefs. I didn't have to try and fix anybody anymore. And just that all-inclusiveness was very, very interesting to me. I hadn't found that anywhere else.
Right, and the course speaks to that very often, about just being open and having an open heart, and not having any expectations and just being a willing participant, you know, in it and allowing it to work in your life in many different positive ways. So thank you for both for those comments and everything that you've given to the Course in Miracles and how it's worked in your life. And we want to thank you both Vic and Christina, for joining us today. You guys are listening to the Journey to Success Radio Network. Find out more about our network, please visit us at journeytosuccessradio.com. And we will see you soon for our next amazing success story. Bye for now.